Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Good morning. It's Dave Edwards, another Jiving Around from KPO San Francisco, 9 o'clock. We got the music here on this wet, wet, windy February the 14th, 2019. It was really nasty last night. Winds at my place gusted over 70 miles per hour. As a matter of fact, our skylight hatch in the bathroom flew open in the middle of the night. And so I had to go on the roof while those winds were blowing 60 miles an hour to close that unit. The latch is broken on that thing. So even though I had it secured, you know, with a good cinder block, the wind was so powerful because of the pressure differential between the bathroom and the on the roof, right where the, you know, where the skylight is. It was really amazing. That thing just flew open, boom, like that. No other damage, you know, and at least I got, I was worried about the rain coming in, you know, with that open skylight, but we're able to fix it by going up on the roof at 4 o'clock in the morning in the heavy winds and secure that unit and put another cinder block right on the rim there so it wouldn't open again if we have another pressure differential between the air in the bathroom and the and then the winds there on the roof. Really amazing. It's the same analogy as, you know, when an airplane, you're traveling at 35,000 feet and you break the window. That's the same analogy, by the way, what I'm talking about. Anyway, we got the music right here, 89.5. We're going to be speaking of love, 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 and maybe a little depression in regards to that whole thing. Fats.
Blue Monday. How are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday. So tight, got no time to play. Here come Wednesday, I'm free to myself. My girl called, got to tell her that I'm out. Cause Thursday is a hard working day, and Friday I'll get my pay. Saturday morning, oh Saturday morning,
like a Blue Monday for Fats Domino, and love is definitely in the air. Yes, indeed, on this Valentine's Day, and Bobby Bland definitely had the right thing back in 1962. It's Jive and I'm with Dave, and we're featuring love.
Monday's so good, hey, you in tears, so you check it while you find it, or leave it like it is. That's the way it's all. That's the way love is. Wednesday's all right, but Thursday's all wrong. One day you are with the baby, the next day it's all gone. So you check it where you find it, or you can leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. you'll beg her. Saturday she'll plead. One day she'll say she loves you, the next day she might leave. So you take it while you find it, or you can leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. It seems so fair sometimes, but that's the way.
Definitely have to understand the way it is, their love, the relationships that are happening. Bobby Blue Bland from the end of 1962. That's the way love is. At 6 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock on this Valentine's Day, and things go good, things go bad in regards to relationship. Maybe the Serenaders have something in regards to that. I'll cry tomorrow. Cry tomorrow. That's what happens. You could also be united, too, on this Valentine's Day. The Intruders. This is Jess Gannon with Arab Talk, a show that brings you timely updates on news from the Middle East. Join us Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on KPOO 89.5 FM in San Francisco.
What's happening in the Middle East? You'll find out, particularly with Syria. You never know. Iran in the news lately. Find out. 2 o'clock.
We know you love music. Did you know that SF Jazz is the largest nonprofit jazz presenter in the world? If you join, you can delve deeper into the music, not only with the shows, but through listening parties, digital labs, and members-only concerts. By joining a dynamic, diverse community of music fans and enthusiasts, numbering over 13,000, our members are the cornerstone of everything we do, allowing us to feature today's most innovative and influential musicians and inspire thousands of students across the Bay Area by providing over 25,000 hours of instruction for more than 14,000 students. There are levels of membership, no service fees, and even senior discounts. Please call the box office today at 415-788-7353 or on the web, sfjazz.org. It's easy. Hope to see you there.
On this Valentine's Day, 1963 was a good year for Bill Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the love that she can count on. Hope. 14 after 9. It's Dave jobbing around. Good morning.
Every day I wanna love you come what may, 'cause I know that there is nothing that means more to a woman than a love that she can count on.
Bill Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, going back to the spring of 1963. I love that she can count on, or you can get a punch in the mouth, as Mike Dix used to say on KSAN radio. I've got that. And I don't know about that. That was Mr. Dix, one of the many Jumpin' Georges on KSAN AM back in the early 60s. In the meantime, Tommy Edwards. Yeah, love just keeps happening on this Valentine's Day. Love is all we need. 17 after 9, jiving around with Dave. Prison Focus at 11 o'clock this morning here on KPOO.
Love is all we need, so won't you take me in your arms and love me. Love is all we need, so darling, press me to your heart and love me. Always have each other, 'cause that's all I ever want to know. Tell me you'll always be my lover, 'cause I will always want you so. Love is all we need, so darling, hold me close to you and love me. Love me. Love is all we need to make our every dream come true. So love me. Love me. So love me.
Tony Edwards, 1958-59, for Love Is All We Need. On this Valentine's Day, sticking with the love of your life. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Gladys Knight performed at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Yeah. Pledge allegiance to your flag.
Say you wanna be loved.
Known as the national anthem. Yeah.
Let me love you. Say you want someone to trust in you, baby. Can't you see that's what I'm trying to do?
Gladys Knight and the Pips. Yeah, she did a fine job singing the Star Spangled Banner. As opposed to the Pledge of Allegiance. Two different things. But they have one thing in common, you know. It's all about America, I guess, that's for sure. Everybody needs love, Gladys Knight and the Pips. As we continue our theme for Valentine's Day, Lloyd Price. It was 1960. Yeah. And a 59, beginning of 1960. Wants to get married. I guess he's in love, yeah.
Get married,
yard, yard, yard.
My love. aching heart. How come my heart deserts me? Burning full of love and desire. How come every time she kissed me, it sets my soul on fire? How come every time she leaves me, it seems like I've lost a part? I may be too young to marry, but not to hide an aching heart.
Johnny, you're too young.
But I'm gonna get married.
You're so young.
My name she'll carry.
Ooh, you're too young, Johnny, you're so smart.
But not smart enough to hide an aching heart. How come every time she kisses me, it thrills me from head to toe? How come every time it lifts me right off the floor? How come every time I'm with her, she whispers so soft and low? It makes me wanna jump and holler and bump my head into a door.
Johnny, you're too young.
But I'm gonna get married.
You're so young.
My name she'll carry.
Sunday night oldies, Autumn King of Rock and Roll, please join me. 10 p.m. Sundays on this radio station.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to Vet Ticks, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience. Give the memory. Vetex. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vetex.org.
Sounds like a plan. 26 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Yeah, weather, weather, weather. Oh, boy. You know, that wind kept me up all night. Didn't get any sleep at all, except maybe about a half hour there. But, you know, especially when the gusts were up to about 75 miles an hour where I live. Of course, they didn't mention that. SFO had a couple of gusts up to 65 miles an hour. But where I live, I might as well be up on a mountaintop like Mount Diablo or Mount St. Helena or someplace like that where the winds really can blow. We're up in Tahoe, Donner Summit. They can go up to 100 miles an hour, believe it or not, during the wintertime. But I would say a good guesstimate was about 75 miles an hour last night. It was nasty, and I told you what happened with my my skylight hatch earlier there. Nasty, nasty event, having that thing. Boom, boom. I thought something fell on the roof, but it was the big, huge, humongous, you know, glass, you know, thing, you know, that's part of the skylight there that just bloop, opened up. Bloop. Was something else. Anyway, and speaking of that high wind, there's still a warning. That's right. The National Weather Service still has the alert on a high wind warning, and it remains in effect until maybe in about a half hour or so. Maybe things will die down, but it's anybody's guess. You know, meteorology isn't an exact science, so it could be in effect beyond 10 o'clock this morning, but that's what they have here. So what can I say? Until 10 p.m., south 25 to 55 miles per hour. Until 10 o'clock this morning. So we'll see what happens if they updated it. I don't know. Yeah, I think there's still going to be some wind, you know. And, of course, the rain's going to be going on and off right through the weekend, right through Sunday, you know, pretty much. And there might be some partly cloudy skies on Sunday. And it looks pretty good, to say the least. But rain tomorrow and Saturday. Highs, well, you know, that was a pretty warm storm that came through last night. And, you know, before that, we really had a lot of cold weather. But that was a, you know, when you have the atmospheric river coming in from, you know, the tropics and from Hawaii and so forth, it's warm. It got up to 62 degrees. And I thought maybe, you know, the furnace was left on. No, the furnace was not left on. It was just warmer outside than normal. So anyway, but today it's going to be 57, so it's cooling off a little bit. There's a cold front that's supposed to be moving in, a colder storm. So there's going to be rain on Friday, high of 52, and a little bit cooler on Saturday, 51 for a high. Sunday, we might get some sun with partly cloudy skies. Monday, it's going to be a nice day, no clouds. Same the case with Tuesday, Wednesday, some cloudiness. I don't know if it's going to, I wonder if it's going to go beyond that. I don't know. I'm not too sure what's going to happen, Pass. Partly cloudy on Thursday, so 7 days we're doing a lookout here. Highs in low 50s, except for today, which is going to be in the upper 50s, but the highs are going to be in the low 50s for the next 6 or 7 days starting on Friday. And lows in the mid 40s to the low 40s all the way through. So there's the weather altogether. So you might be able to do some outdoor plans on the weekend on Sunday, okay, so that there's a possibility there. And I don't know about the wind situation. Well, you'll certainly find out right now. The winds are a lot calmer now, 15 miles to 18 miles per hour right now as far as what's going on coming from the southerly direction there as we're sort of between storms, okay? All happening with Dave, jiving around, keeping with Valentine's Day theme of our show. And Freddie Scott definitely is thinking about his lady being lonely for himself or him, or I don't know. We'll find out all about it right here. It's Dave jiving around KPOO. Valentine's Day in 2019, Freddie Scott, are you lonely for my baby? I don't know. You must believe in me, baby, for sure. From Richmond, California, who opened up the Machismo Club back in the 60s, is Jesse Mr. Soul James, yes, from 1967. Believe in me, baby. Yeah. Parts 1 and 2 on this Jiving Around Thursday. Good morning, everybody. A little wet out there, but we'll survive.
Though it may seem like bad luck's on our side, believe me, baby, good luck will come like the tide. And though it may seem like we're having such a hard time, but believe me, baby, I know the sun will shine. We'll make it, baby, over the bumps, yes. It's you and me, baby, when we're down in the dump, yeah. I said, believe in me, baby. Someday we'll have plenty clothes back. And though it may seem like our money runs thin, but if you only believe in me, baby, someday we'll have plenty cash to spend. We'll make it, baby, over the bumps, yes. It's you and me, baby, when we're down in the dump, yeah. I said, believe in me, baby. Never done. But if you only believe in me, baby, the war in Vietnam is yet to be won. And though it may seem like we're caught in such a deep, deep rut, if you only stick with me, baby, things gotta go way up. We'll make it, baby, over the bosses. It's you and me, baby, when we're down in a dump, yeah. I said, believe in me, baby. To me now, I've got to have help in 67, yeah. Listen, ho! So many women claim they need two men now. One to provide, oh yeah, the other one to satisfy. I know, yeah, but listen, the man who works 8 hours a day, yeah, for the man, sometimes, oh yeah, is a little too tired. You can't always satisfy. Listen to me, baby, yeah, yeah. Listen. The man who doesn't know work, he's plenty rested, who rides around the Cadillac all day long. You women say he's able, ho, to do it, yeah. To do it, yeah. He's able to do it, yeah. Listen to me now. People have always asked me, say, Jesse, why you always talk about the fast life and things like that? I don't knock the game. It's a good game if you play it right. But it's only one thing that makes me sick in my heart. It makes me real sick and mad in my heart. And that is this. The women out there, yeah, they won't take care of children. They won't take care of the children, no, no. Listen to me now. When your child wakes up about 3 o'clock, baby, and you're not there, he begins to get a little worried. He needs you home. So he goes all through the house looking for you, baby. And these are the words you can hear him say when he's alone all by himself looking for you. This very thing.
Mommy, where are you, Mommy? I need your mommy.
as he goes to his next door neighbors. And he says, have you seen my mother? And the lady shakes her head very nonchalantly and says these words.
No, 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 have not seen your mother.
So he gets mad and starts screaming these words.
Jesse, Mr. Soul James from Richmond, California there. Yeah, at the Machismo Club. Yeah, I remember that back in 67, 68. That's Believe in Me, Baby. Yeah, the year is in the lyrics. So you know when it came out, Vietnam War was still going on. Yeah, what can I say? If I could build my whole world around you on this Valentine's Day. Right, from the 60s there, Marvin Gaye and the late, great Tammy Terrell. Oh, they're both late, great. If I could build my whole world around you, from about 1966 for that, at 20 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. We got a lover's question on this Valentine's Day. Yeah, Clyde McFadder on KPOO.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. Does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies? Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know.
There you go. Lover's question on this Valentine's Day 2019. Clyde McFadder.
Bright moments, dear listeners. This is Tomas Marrero, inviting you to tune into the program that we call Fire Music every Wednesday from 12 to 3 p.m. Featuring music from the marriage of mambos, bebops, straight ahead, and jazz on the Latin side. Fire Music, every Wednesday from 12 to 3. Thanks for lending an ear.
Hungry? Try the Old School Cafe. It's non-profit. Since 2012, this youth-run supper club, located in Bayview Hunters Point, San Francisco, is run by young adults aged 16 to 22. They cook delicious soul food. Troubled youth learn the joys of service, finance, as well as cooking. Founded by Teresa Goins and focusing on youth development, the Old School Cafe has music performed by the kids, too. It's non-profit and feeds body, mind, and soul. Won't you help the youth of our community to go from merely surviving to thriving? Why don't you call 415-822-8531. The Old School Cafe is open Thursday through Saturday evenings only from 5:30 to 9. See you there. It's non-profit.
Sounds like a plan. Hey. On Valentine's Day, if you want to be happy, well, listen to this.
If you want to be happy, mother, it's in your life. Never make a friendship one for your wife. Go for my personal point of view. Pick another girl to marry you. If you want to be happy, mother, it's in your life. Never make a friendship one for your wife. So for my personal point of view. Get an ugly girl to marry you. A pretty woman makes her husband look small. And very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her, then she starts to do the things that will break his heart. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooks meals on time. She'll always give you peace of mind. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one for your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Say, man, hey, baby, I saw your wife the other day. Yeah, she's ugly, yeah, she's ugly, but she's ugly, cook, baby. Yeah,
if you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one for your wife. So for my
whole different aspect of Valentine's Day for sure with Jimmy Soul. If you want to be happy, going back to spring of 1963 on the SPQR level. 13 minutes before the op, 10 o'clock, jiving around to 11 o'clock, Prison Focus Radio with Brother Leo at that particular time. Yeah, and much, much more. I don't know if he's going to do any Valentine's Day thing. Probably not, but it's a different kind of show. Anyway, Fats.
I want to walk you home. Walk you home. I want to walk you home. Please let me walk you home. You look so good to me. Ooh, I wish I was a lucky guy who could walk you right on down the aisle. ask you for a treat. Will you tell me that I'm not too late? I want to hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. You look so good to me. So good to me.
There you go, Fats Domino. I want to walk you home, but I should have reversed these two records as far as the logic of chronologically speaking.
I'm looking for my baby.
Got to look for your baby first, then walk you home.
I'm looking for my baby.
Oh, well.
I'm looking for my baby in every way. And if I don't. Looking for my baby, a million miles away. Now she ain't pretty, she ain't ugly, she ain't what you call a beauty queen, but she's my baby. To me, she's the girl of my dreams. I got to find my baby. Somebody.
From the summer of 1964, the lovely Kim Wilson, just looking for the right guy. Yeah. 7 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock, diving around this Thursday. Yes, indeed, on this Valentine's Day. Yes, indeed. Hey.
Ghetto Gumbo is what goes down every Friday night at KPOO 89.5 FM from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Hosted by K-Max. It's the show that displays the dopest in underground hip-hop. Interviews from local to nationwide artists. Dope, soul, funk, anything that can fit in the equation. You'll never know what's going to happen on Ghetto Gumbo. It's a dope experience, a great ride. Keep the dial froze and tune in every Friday night. Ghetto Gumbo, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Chronic pain is one of America's most urgent and ignored health issues. One of every five of us knows the torment of relentless, long-standing pain. Each year, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars on medical research for painful diseases and conditions. But while we wait for cures, people are still suffering, quietly, secretly, terribly. It's time for relief. That's why Congress has declared this the Decade of Pain Control and Research. To learn more about Decade of Pain resources for patients, families, and medical professionals, go to www.decadeofpain.org, a new website sponsored by the American Pain Society. That's decadeofpain.org. Log on today. It's time for relief.
Definitely something is coming up, even though there's actually past, Black History Month. But it's important, even though it's in the month of March. Just want to let you know that Bayview Senior Services is presenting the 39th Annual Black Cuisine Festival 2019. That's right, for foodie-type people and a bunch of families, just delicious food. It all takes place Saturday, March 2nd from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Oh, that's a long time for a lot of food happenings. That's right. It takes place at the Dr. George W. Davis Senior Center located at 1753 Carroll Avenue at 3rd Street in the Bayview Hunters Point area here in San Francisco. And guess what? It's free general admission. Yeah, that's pretty good. Can't beat that. And, of course, you could purchase tickets in regards for the food coupons and so forth. That's still a pretty good deal. But anyway, if you just want to go in and take a look, it's absolutely free. Again, the 39th Annual Black Cuisine Festival 2019, presented by Bayview Senior Services, okay? And lots of food, lots of delicious items there. And my mouth is watering just looking at the pictures of this. Pumpkin pie and the baby back ribs, the fried chicken and so forth, the cornbread and the corn on the cob and all sorts of delicious stuff going on. Again, for food and families, takes place Saturday, March 2nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Dr. George W. Davis Senior Center. Address again is 1753 Carroll Avenue at 3rd Street. Free general admission. Okay, there's going to be live entertainment, the kids zone, the marketplace, cooking contest. I don't think Gordon Ramsay will be there. I think he's probably busy. But anyway, there's going to be a cooking contest, food booths, Kente Cafe, and much, much more. And definitely check it out, okay? 3 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock, and just keeping with our theme of Valentine's Day, Jimmy Charles.
A million to one. That's what our folks think about this love of ours. A million to one. That our love will fade like yesterday's flowers. They're betting everything that our love won't survive.
Ruby Childs, A Million to One, the end of 1960 here. Yes, indeed. And after that, we got an anniversary coming up.
You're still mine.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Together we share all the heartaches and tears, and I hope
in the limelight, baby. 1962, our anniversary from KPO San Francisco. It's 2 minutes after 10. Oh, yeah. Breathtaking Guy. Supremes, Diana Ross, 63, the summer of that year, on this Valentine's Day, 2019, with Dave driving around KPOO. Supremes, summer of 63. And there's always something there to remind me, yes, on this Valentine's Day. Lou Johnson from 64 on this Jive It Around Valentine's Day.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we would dance that night. And I can help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold your tight. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always be a part of me. Whoa, 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 whoa. You should find you missed the sweet and tender love we used to share. Come back to the places where we used to go, and I'll be there. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you. You'll always be a part of me.
Summer of 1964, the original, There's Always Something There to Remind Me. Yes, indeed, Lou Johnson. 7 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock, 89.5 radio. Prison Focus Radio coming up at 11 o'clock with Brother Leo. And much, much more on 89.5, but also 12 noon.
This is Brother Keith. Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon for Give Life, Save Life Radio, where we cover health, wellness, education, and quality of life. Right here on 89.5 KPOO.
That's right. Keith Crawford on the scene at 12 noon right after Prison Focus Radio, Health and Living Happenings. And he always comes in like about a half hour, 45 minutes early to prepare for his program. And he does such an outstanding job, to say the least. That's for sure. And lots of other things are happening, too. After Keith's program, you got Judy Drummond and Connecting the Dots, which is a political conversation type happening. That's right. And then Marib Talk, of course, what's happening with Iran. That's definitely going to be going, even though Iranians aren't Arabs, they're Persians, but that's, you know, but they're in the same area. Middle East analysis, that's for sure. But Jess and Jamel, that happens between 2 and 3 o'clock. Johnny Brooklyn, Blues and Oldies from 3 until 5:30. And, of course, the KPO Community News and Harrison DeStang the third from 5:30 to 6. And much, much more coming your way here on 89.5 Radio, that's for sure. Anyway, more coming up after this.
Hey, this is Shaquille O'Neal for Rap. Recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. You may know Shaq the rap artist. You may even know Shaq the movie star. But there's one Shaq you'll never see, and that's Shaq the drunk driver. That's because I know drinking and driving don't mix. So if you drink, don't drive. If one of your friends has been drinking, get the keys. Because friends don't let friends drive drunk. I like the way it's going down.
A message from the Department of Transportation, Ad Council, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Yeah, right after this, we got more stuff. Right after this, what do we have? Dance Festival, okay. That's going to be happening here on the 23rd. It's going to be happening at 1330 Fillmore Street here in San Francisco. That's right. It's going to be featuring the Strutters Room film along with the BRS film. I guess a bunch of films. It'll be a dance festival, but they're going to show movies, okay? Anyway, I'm not sure about this, but it sounds like interesting, an event here. Anyway, 12 noon, PT, 3000 film, 1 p.m., open dance, cypher? Okay, and then there's a dance workshop. Here comes the dancing after the films. And then you have the extreme popping battle, and 7 p.m., Strutter's Room Funk Band, and the Boogaloo Robinson strutting type things and all that kind of stuff, concert and hip-hop performances. It all takes place on February the 23rd. What day of the week is that? Yeah, that's, Saturday. Okay, Saturday evening, I guess, or Saturday during the day. Let's see, what's the time? Yeah, in the morning all the way through the evening there, starting at 10 a.m. in the morning, going on past 7 p.m. And it all takes place at the at 1330 Fillmore Street here in San Francisco. And if you want more information, they have a phone number. It's 415-857-1136. Again, 415-837 or 857. I can't make this. I think it's 857. These fonts are terrible on these cards. You can't read them half of the time. Yeah, I think it's 857-1136. Again, 415-857-1136 there. For information on this dance festival that's going to be happening on the 23rd, okay? 10 minutes after the Ave 10 with Dave. Jiving around. Oh, baby. Yes. Barbara Lynn.
No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stick right here. I know how much you care. So don't worry. A good thing going. He may talk about me and scandalize my name, but deep down inside, baby, I know you're my only man. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby. We've got a good thing going. Maybe I knew him once upon a time, but that's all in the past, baby. Now, baby, make me know you're mine, oh man, oh man. No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere, no, no. I'm gonna stick right here, baby. I know how much you care. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. We got a good thing going. Yeah, baby.
Barbara Lynn, we got a good thing going. Yeah, going back to 1964. And definitely happening here on this Valentine's Day with some sweet inspirations and sweet inspiration. Yeah.
No.
68 there, the Sweet Inspirations, Sweet Inspiration, etc., etc., etc. On this Valentine's Day, nothing but Valentine's Day related music right up until Prison Focus Radio. Then after that, I don't know what Prison Focus is going to do about Valentine's Day. I don't know. Your time could be my time for all I know. From May of 1964, Bob and Earl on KPOO with Dave jiving around. Time is my time. Flamingos, the end of 1960, Your Other Love.
Your other love may be handsome, and when he smiles, he's got a twinkle in his eye. Your other love may be bolder, and when he holds you in his arms, you wanna die. He says he loved you from the very start, but your other love, your other love is gonna someday break your heart. Your other love,
your other love
says he needs you just like a flower needs the burning summer sun.
Your other love
says he wants you. Oh, how he swears to you that you're the only one. He claims his future just depends on you. But your other love, it's gonna someday prove untrue.
Please just tell it lies. Got you hypnotized. Soon you realize
your other love is unfaithful. When you're not there, another girl is in his arms. Your other love is a lover, and you make love to any girl who digs his charms. My love is true love, not for just a day. But your other love, but your other love is gonna someday fly away.
going back to December of 1960, the Flamingos, If I Only Have Eyes for You fame, and Your Other Love on this Valentine's Day at 22 after 10, yes.
Tune in for Jazz at the Center now on Monday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Join me, Tom Porter, for 2 hours of cool and classic jazz, along with artist interviews and music from the SF Jazz Center. Jazz at the Center, Monday morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KPOO 89.5 and online at kpoo.com.
Greetings, this is Brandy, your urban farmer and holistic health educator. And I want to know, do you know your farmer? If not, you should. Local food supports the local economy. The money you spend on local products from local farmers and other producers stays in our community. It's reinvested in local businesses. In addition, food grown locally and distributed locally helps stimulate our local economy, providing jobs for our community. Local growers can tell you how the food was grown. When you buy directly from a local farmer, you have the opportunity to ask, what are the best practices used to raise and grow this food? When you know where your food comes from, you have a better relationship with your food. I want to know, do you know your farmer? If not, you can contact me at BrandyMac.com because I want you to know your farmer. This is Brandy Mac, your urban farmer and holistic health educator.
February is Black History Month. But why? Where did Black History Month come from? It began with Carter G. Woodson, a historian and writer. Woodson noticed that his people were, quote, overlooked, ignored, and even suppressed by the writers of history textbooks and the teachers who use them, end quote. So he started a Black History Week in 1926. And people celebrated it enthusiastically. They started Black History Clubs, and teachers started recognizing the contributions of Black Americans in their classrooms. He chose February, by the way, because it held the birthdays of both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, two men he believed had done tremendous work for the rights and liberties of African Americans. It took another 50 years, though, for Black History Month to become officially recognized by our government. The president at the time, Gerald Ford, said that we should seize the opportunity to honor the two often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. Here's the funny thing, though. Carter G. Woodson hoped that someday people would no longer celebrate Black History Month. He saw the day when it would no longer be necessary, when finally we would see Black history in America for what it really is, an essential part of American history.
KPOO celebrating Black History Month.
Valentine's Day. You definitely are my remedy. The Mavis Mavis, summer of 1964. Yeah. 28 minutes after you have 10, having just a good time here with all the nasty weather out there, the winds and the rain and the lightning and the thunder and whatever else. All the lightning and thunder right now is up in the Sierra, so we don't have to worry about that around our area. At least for the time being. I don't know about later on. The weather's going to do its thing, to say the least. And the sun is supposed to be coming around sometime around Monday or so, so we'll see what happens there. Maybe. Yeah. Boy, the snow up in the mountains. Oh, my goodness. Feet and feet of snow. That means lots of water for the summer, okay? And fill up those reservoirs. This is Skylark on KPOO.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine. And many times her eyes fought back the tears. And when her youthful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders bore the weight of all her fears. And a sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her dream, for she's a child. But if allowed just one possession, I would pick her, from the garden to be mine. Careful how you touch her, for she'll awaken, and sleep's the only freedom that she knows. And when you walk into her eyes, you won't believe the way she's always paying for a debt she never owes. And a silent still blows that only she can hear, and so she goes. Let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her dream, for she's a child. Let the rain fall out upon.
Victoria, Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada. Skylark, wild. Going back to 1972, all happening here in, yeah, on this, you know, Valentine's Day. It's all happening. Oh, my goodness, what do we have here? The Bells. You remember this from 62? Yeah.
Yeah.
go, the Bells, which eventually became Martha and the Vandellas. That's the title right there. Go back to the fall of 1962. Happening here is our Valentine's Day happenings with the music, and you know, that's the way it is there. Love is in the air everywhere, especially with New Rolls. Sexy happenings right here from out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's that type of sound from 1976. You'll never find another love. That's right. The late, great Lou Rolls, KPOO.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you. It'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two.
Like a little Philadelphia beat, Philly beat, and a Philly cheesesteak. I don't know about that. It's kind of high fat, isn't it? Anyway, Lou Rawls from 1976, You'll Never Find Another Love. On this Valentine's Day happening, the 14th of February, 2019. And what's happening Monday night here on 89.5? We'll listen to this.
Hi, this is Rockin' Jim. You're invited to join me every Monday night for a vintage R&B session. You'll hear vocal groups like the Harptones, Moonglows, Coasters, Dells, and Manhattans. Artists like Laverne Baker, Lil Willie John, Gene Chandler, Billy Stewart, and Otis Redding. Blues people like Elmore James, Lil Walter, and Johnny Guitar Watson. Lots of great vintage instrumental and gospel sides. Everything from the well-known to the very obscure. It's all here for you every Monday night at 8:30 on the Grinders Groove Yard. Your Monday night R&B session. See you then.
Grinders Groove Yard every Monday night at 8:30 here on 89.5. Don't miss Rockin' Jim. He's got the sounds for you right here on KPOO. That's for sure. Hey, Your Love Is All Over Me, Junior Parker, 1968. Yes, indeed. Happy Valentine's Day. Come on. Hey.
It's all over.
Hey, hey. Smoke it now.
It's all over me, baby.
Your love is all around.
Your love is pulling me.
for you all around. I reach out to hold what I could. Your love, baby, felt so good. High. But my heart is high and dry, like the morning dew.
There you go, Junior Parker, 1968. Your love is all over me. And Thanksgiving is for all the love that you got going right here on this Valentine's Day. Bobby Reed, You Are, yeah.
You are my heart's desire, and you say, you set my soul on fire, you're my food.
Bobby Reed, You Are, from 1965. You know, you just never can tell. Chuck Berry.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, goes to show you never.
to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
KPOO San Francisco Haiku, Patricia, Mondays 6 to 8:30 p.m. Eclectic music.
St. John Coltrane Jubilee 50, A Night Called Freedom. On Tuesday, February 19th, we cordially invite you to a very special performance of John Coltrane's civil rights era composition, Alabama, in commemoration of the four girls in Birmingham who passed in the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in 1963. Joining the church's ensemble for this extraordinary evening of words and music will be saxophonist Richard Howell, guitarist Pascal Bocar, vocalist Ann Mack, and other special guests. Dr. King's words will be reenacted by Robert Fisher and Dr. Gene Mabry. The host of the event is Dr. Nicholas Baham III, author of The Coltrane Church, Apostles of Sound, Agents of Social Justice. This special event is the official kickoff of a year of celebration and fundraising in the name of the founding of the Coltrane Church in San Francisco in 1969 by Archbishop King and Reverend Mother Marina King. St. John Coltrane Jubilee 50, A Night Called Freedom. Music of John Coltrane, words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Doors open at 6, program begins at 7 p.m. at St. Cyprian Center, 2097 Turk and Lyon in San Francisco. Be sure to register and get your tickets at eventbrite.com and follow us on social media at Coltrane Church. St. John Coltrane Jubilee 50, A Night Called Freedom, Tuesday, February 19th. We'll see you there.
what does it take to win your love on this Valentine's Day? Anyway, Junior Walker definitely had an idea back in 1969. Yeah. 3 years earlier, it was the holidays, and they had it pretty well together with this. I Love You Forever. 9 minutes before 11. Prison Focus Radio with Brother Leo at 11 this morning. KPLO. Sixth year for the holidays. I Love You Forever on this Valentine's Day. It's indeed. Definitely happens in 2019.
Bedroom Soul for bedtime lovers. This is Love Soul with Al Glenn.
Where you hear. Luther Vandross,
Curtis Mayfield,
Shantae Moore,
Teddy Pendergrass,
Tina Marie,
Smokey Robinson,
Charlie Wilson,
The OJ,
Barry White,
R. Kelly,
Michael Franks,
The Isley Brothers,
Earth, Wind, and Fire,
Cam,
Avant,
all happening now.
Say what?
On Love Soul, with Al Glenn. Monday nights,
at
11:30.
Sadly, our beautiful Golden Gate Bridge is the number one spot on the planet to end one's life. The Bridge Watch Angels are determined to stop as many bridge suicides as they possibly can. Lieutenant Maria Menier founded Bridge Watch Angels in 2011 after being inspired by the 2006 documentary, The Bridge. In 2018, from just January through September, there were 22 confirmed suicides on the bridge. An additional 142 tried to end their lives. Thankfully, they were stopped by caring others. The Bridge Watch Angels are seeking Valentine's Day volunteers for shifts of 4 hours each. Due to the nature of the work and safety issues, volunteers must be at least 18 years old and available for full 4-hour shifts. Please register online at Eventbrite, Brite, /Bridgewatch Angels. Why not become part of the kind-eyed armband brigade? You can still enjoy our gorgeous bridge views and keep your New Year's exercise resolution going. All you have to do is just keep your eyes open for people passing by in distress. Thank you on behalf of the Bridgewatch Angels, who are most appreciative for your help, and happy Valentine's Day.
Justine Baby Washington, yeah. Wrapping up our Valentine's Day happening here. The Love Sounds right up until 11 o'clock.
They told me I was such a fool to love you. They say that you're the kind who never be true.
There you go. Justine Baby Washington, That's How Heartaches Are Made on this Valentine's Day, 1961. And that sort of wraps things up in our little love theme jiving around show here on this Valentine's Day for sure. And that's it. Yeah, making way for bigger and better things with Prison Focus Radio happening. That's right. In a few minutes, of course, then at 12 noon today, Keith Crawford. You heard the promo earlier at the beginning of the show there. Give Life, Save Life, Health for Living happenings at 12 noon today. Connecting the Dots, Judy Drummond, Arab Talk, 2 to 3 o'clock there. Jess Jamel, Johnny Brooklyn, 3 to 5:30, KPO Community News, and Harrison Stang III, 5:30 to 6 o'clock. Podiero Latino Americano, Great Latin Science with Chelis Lopez from 6 to 8 o'clock. And then, of course, English Pound Radio, or Lots of Reggae Bon with Brixton Hitman. That's from 8 to 11 o'clock. And then we got the hip-hop stuff, I guess, happening after that. Let me see. I can't even move the thing here. But, you know, you got it. Computer's acting up, but you know what's going on. You just go to the KPO program guide at KPO.com to catch all what's going on, not only for Thursday, but for 7 days a week. Just outstanding programming just for you on community-supported radio station KPO, listener-supported for San Francisco and the surrounds. Anyway, you have a good weekend coming up. Hope you do something for your significant other on this Valentine's Day, or don't do it today because it's wet out there, but sometime over the weekend, too. Plenty of time to definitely think of your significant other right up and through Sunday, okay? Take care now. We'll catch you next Thursday. And anyway, have a good one. And be safe out there with the wet weather. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.